Back in the classroom, open your books. Good morning, Sunshine Country, and it is time this morning to visit with the Southwest Valley Community School District. Liz Timmerman with me this morning, the West Campus Principal. Ms. Timmerman, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
How are you this morning, Ms. Timmerman?
I am wonderful. It's a beautiful day. Going to be another hopefully beautiful day of weather before it might turn a little bit.
Yeah, and rain would be even be nice for a lot of folks, Ms. Timmerman. I think a lot of folks would appreciate that.
I think we need a little bit, and then it can dry off so we can get the planters rolling. But, you know, we got to time these things about right.
That's right. That's exactly right. Did you get your walk in this morning?
I did, yeah. Just about a full moon. It's gorgeous.
Isn't that moon something?
Yeah.
Oh,
it really is.
Absolutely. Most exciting thing you're going to do today is what, Ms. Timmerman?
The most exciting thing I'm going to do today is probably, I mean, I just love what I do every day. I get to hang out with middle school students and once in a while be bop over to Enerson and see what they're doing. And yeah, I love what we do. And springtime always kind of has a little bit higher energy in the hallways.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fun, you know, just to kind of see what the kids are interested in and what they get engaged in. And then they bring another level of energy to it.
Okay. Well, there you go. So why is that? Just kind of the change of the season. Everyone's excited to go, but it's okay.
Change of the season. And then we also have track season starting that started last week. And I think that we have a whole lot of middle school students involved in track, a lot more girls than boys this year, but we have about 30 girls and they're excited. You know, it's one of those seasons where you're nervous because you are, you know, they're not quite sure what a track meet is in seventh grade. And there's a lot of new things happening, and our first track meet isn't until mid-April, but the weather has a lot to do with it. When it's good weather, they get to go outside. PE went outside yesterday for, you know, to go down the football field, so just take them outside a little bit more when the weather's good.
Hey, I want to back up all the way back to basketball season. Can we do that, Ms. Timmerman? I don't think I've had the opportunity to visit with you since we were in Villisca. I think that was the last time that we visited when we were in Villisca.
Yes.
And thanks for your hospitality. I hadn't had the opportunity to tell you, but thanks for your hospitality all the way back then. It was very nice. So thank you much.
And I think people are still talking about that game.
That was the first time in a long, long time that I had been in the gym in Villisca. It'd been a minute. Mm-hmm. It had been a minute, Ms. Turman. So, it looks so nice, and a lot of work has been done to, you know, modernize and make it just look so really nice. And thanks for the hospitality. So it was most enjoyable.
Absolutely. As I always say, I am really proud of our middle school, but our whole entire district, we're about 15 years in now to think how we came from, you know, Corning and Villisca to bring it together with Southwest Valley and brand everything. And I think all of our facilities look really nice. So thank you.
Yep. Very good. Okay. So you touched on track season. High school track season is underway. Junior high track season. Bring me up to date. You said you have, 30 girls out or something like that? Is that right?
Yeah. So 30 girls and about a dozen boys. So 30 and 12.
Yeah.
It's exciting. They're trying to pick what they want to do. We take them over to the track in Corning. We try to get them over there twice a week so they can work on their long jump, high jump, field events, and then hurdles. The track in Villisca, is still that cinder.
Yeah.
So it's nice to get them over to the track in Corning. But then also, you know, they don't mind staying in Villisca and running around the town and running around the track as well. So it's kind of a good mixture of both. But then once we get into track meets, here in April, they'll be pretty busy going to track meets.
All right. Now, have you had your testing yet at Southwest Valley?
We have not. That is coming up April 13th, so we're about 2 weeks out.
It's going to be here soon.
It is.
So one of the things that's going to be here before that, Ms. Timmerman, by the way, Liz Timmerman with me, the West Campus Principal with the Southwest Valley Community School District, is Paraprofessional Day. Tell me about Paraprofessional Day, and then talk to me a little bit about all of your paras that you get to work with.
Right. So we have paraprofessional. April kind of goes into the appreciation months, April and May, of all over, really, but a lot of teaching staff, bus drivers, administrative assistants. We kind of kick it off with the first Wednesday in April is always paraprofessional or para educator day. And We have so many para educators and paraprofessionals across the district. It is, I think, one of the most, I don't want to say most important, but maybe one of the most in the background. You don't realize what paras do unless you're a para or a teacher or a principal, and then you really realize how much they step up and fill in the holes. Wherever there's a gap, wherever there's something that needs to be covered, a kiddo needs something. A lot of our students, especially at the middle school, you know, we always talk about having them have a trusted adult. Mm-hmm. And that trusted adult is could be a teacher. It could be our counselor. A lot of times it's one of our paraeducators. Because, you know, the teachers are, they're teaching and they go from class to class. But paraeducators sometimes can have a different relationship with kids and see them individually or work with them in small groups. So they're just kind of the unsung heroes of a school system. And I would say probably across the nation, everyone is feeling that with their paraeducators, just because on any given day, they might play a different role. And then also just they show up and their number one is just to make whatever life they can for that kiddo better, however they can support them. And then I know paraeducators in all of our buildings, they also want to support the teachers. They want to support the staff. So it's a pretty amazing culture when you have adults working together for one goal, and that goal is to be there for the kids.
But it is true, Ms. Timmerman, that you hear, you know, you talk about teachers, you talk about administration, you talk about the students, but the paraeducators are kind of there making everything work, right? I mean, they kind of bring it all together.
Absolutely, yeah. I always talk about in the middle school, we run smooth because we have paraeducators that fill in the holes and fill in the gaps. And I think in any of our districts or in any of our buildings, they are the ones that take the initiative. If something needs to get done and it's not getting done, they step up and they, you know, they might ask, hey, can I do this? And then you give them the go-ahead and they get it done. Yeah. And it is pretty, it's just an amazing supportive staff, and we have that. And unfortunately, it's one of those things where paraeducators don't get highlighted a whole lot, you know, because it's the teacher usually responding to the parents and making sure, you know, that the classroom is run smooth. But there's a lot more than just the teacher that goes into that.
Yeah. Now, do you have, and I'm going to put you on the spot, Ms. Timmerman, do you have any idea how many paras you have either on the West Campus or throughout the district in whole?
Yep. So I do know we have 12 at Enerson, and then I have 3 at the middle school. So we have about 15 paraeducators just on the West Campus alone.
Wow.
And then I want to say Corning is probably double that.
Wow. That's a lot.
There are a lot. Yes. Yep. And there are a lot of students who need one-on-one support, especially at the elementary level, the younger they are. So when we have preschool and we have special ed preschool, we have a lot of paraeducators in our preschools as well. So we just need to meet the kids where they're at, give them the support where they need it, and then hopefully, you know, we can build their independency by the time they get to middle school.
I would say to give them all the day off tomorrow, but you can't do that.
You know, I would love to, but I think some of us would fall apart without them.
Yeah.
So
everything would come to a screeching halt.
It's very hard to appreciate people and give them what they, you know, how much value they are, because they are invaluable.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So don't give them the day off, but say, great job. Great job.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right. Very cool. Liz Timmerman with me, the West Campus Principal with the Southwest Valley Community School District. So talk to me a little bit about ISAS testing in a couple weeks.
Yes.
How does that work at Southwest Valley all week? Or do you condense it into a couple of days? Because I know you have a little flexibility with how you do that.
We do. So at the middle school and high school level, we will have a late start schedule. Kids still need to come to school on time, but we will start testing at around 8:15, 8:30, and then we will be done at 10 o'clock. So at the secondary level, we just do it in the morning for about an hour and a half, and then we have a late start schedule then the rest of the day, so they do get to go to the rest of their classes. At elementary level, they don't really run a late start schedule, but kind of the same thing. They schedule them in the morning, and then they go on the rest of the day. So it takes about 2 hours just to make sure we, you know, give the kids enough time to get everything finished. They are not timed, so that is different than in the past.
Okay.
But it really is, you know, we talk about them all year, and I hate that it comes down to, you know, one test to see if your kids are proficient or on grade level or how they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, it's one of those things where we do talk to our kids about, you've put in the work all year. Now we want to kind of see, you know, and the state needs to see, how well are we doing? So yeah, we really talk about it. It's kind of game day, or it's game week, you know. March yeah. Madness has been interesting because we're, you know, kind of filling out brackets and doing that. And then we talk about, you know, our tournament kind of is April 13th. We're going to come in and act like it's game day and do the best we can. But that is the 13th through the 17th.
Yeah.
We typically get them done in about the first 3 days or 4 days. And then Friday is kind of that makeup day. So we hope we get everybody finished within that week.
How long after you testing is over, you submit that to the state? Maybe it goes directly to the state with the system now, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But that goes to the state. Then how long until you start to see results come back in and get your assessment and all that information from the state?
Yeah, typically mid-May. So that's what we're hopeful for, is we get some of the, it's unpublished reports, kind of. It's your first take or first look at it. So we're hoping we can do that again. There's some talk of the state testing being renormed this year, so we may not get those results back as quickly, but I'm hopeful maybe we can get them back in May.
Okay. Renormed. What is renormed?
Yep. It's, the state does it every 3 or 4 years. They compile the results again, and then they figure out, you know, they look at the point system. And if there's enough, you know, if they need to change the percentiles and just kind of see where we're at as a state, and then either move those up or down, depending upon how the kids are doing.
All right. But that happens every few years.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Like you say, it's not a perfect system. It's kind of a snapshot of what's going on with the kids.
Right.
And you know, the truth of the matter is, some kids are not, I mean, it's just people in general. Some people are not great test takers. Others are. But that's the system we have, Ms. Timmerman, and you just have to work within it, right?
Absolutely. So I walked into a classroom yesterday, and one of the students had fixed the teacher's desk drawer because it was broken.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking, you know, how do we give grades for that?
Exactly.
Because that is something too, you know?
Yeah.
So I love the culture that we have, and I think just recognizing kids for all of their abilities, and some of the abilities do not show up in the classroom or on a test, but man, they're thinkers, they're problem solvers, and they're doers, and they work with their hands. And I keep thinking that has a lot of meaning too. And we don't yet have that as a system of in our state to figure out how to score that, but
right.
That's just as important.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Liz Timmerman with me, the West Campus principal. Okay, Ms. Timmerman, what else do we need to cover from school perspective, testing perspective, activities perspective that you want people to be aware of?
Yeah, we have a couple of activities at the high school this week. So tonight we do have the girl-boy varsity track meet at Bedford starting at 4 o'clock. Wednesday there will be a blood drive. The student council puts on the blood drive about every 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
We either have one in Villisca or one in Corning. We try to offset that. So tomorrow is the one in Corning at the Activity Center. And then Thursday are the Griswold Stanton relays in Griswold. And then Friday and Monday, we do not have school.
Ah.
So Friday for Easter weekend, we get Good Friday off in our calendar this year. And then on Monday the 6th, the kids have it off, and our teachers have a flex day for professional development.
Well, that's awesome. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So
get a good little break, and then the rest of the school year, I think we're here about every day. So I tell everyone, enjoy your last break, and then we'll be back ready to go to finish the year out strong.
This is the time. This last bit seems like it goes fast. I don't know. Maybe it goes slow if you're waiting on the last day of school, but it seems like it just zips right by here with everything that goes on this last little bit of school. So
it does. I tell everyone, March, April, May. March, April, May are like a blink of an eye. And March, because of the weather, and we had some snowstorms in March, you know, it slowed it down a little bit. But once the weather gets good and the days are longer, it's going to fly by.
Very good. Ms. Timmerman, anything else? What's the first thing you're going to do when you get into your desk and sit down at your desk today? What's the first? Maybe you won't even make it to your desk. I don't know. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Yeah. think there's a few emails I need to catch up on.
Gotcha.
So I'll probably look at my emails and then start walking my hallways and greeting everyone. That's my favorite thing.
Very good. Ms. Timmerman, thank you for your time. Always a pleasure to visit with you.
Thank you very much. You have a great day.
Take care. Liz Timmerman with me this morning, the West Campus Principal with the Southwest Valley Community School District. And our thanks to Ms. Timmerman for her time and her conversation this morning. Certainly appreciate it.
Up in the morning and out to school.
That's going to do it for today's school update here on Country Sunday.